For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Soraya Bosted. I'm here with Dan Peterson, the End Users Technology Manager at BYU Idaho, and today's BYU Idaho Devotional Speaker.
You excited for devotional?
Getting excited.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not exciting when you first get asked, for sure.
I'm sure not. So, I guess my first question is, why did you decide to speak on your topic?
So when I was first asked, I had plenty of time to think about it. It was a couple of months from the time I was asked till it was time for next week. So I didn't do anything as far as putting pen to paper. I just took some time, and that's kind of what come to my mind. And if you looked at my talk, it's about seeking and listening and then acting on that. And so that's kind of the way it just kind of came together.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I did read your talk. I got to read it. And I said, I was just going to say, I think a part that people often forget is the listening and acting part. They just want to do the seeking and receiving part. So just how do you suggest people remembering the listening and the acting part of the...
Well, really, that's the most important part. If you, and actually, I quote Elder Christofferson in the talk, and he reminds us in that it's not going to come the way we think it's going to come, or not always, it will sometimes. And so listen when you ask, or even if you're prompted to go do something, sit down and think about that. Listen. And then don't be afraid to act if it's not what you think it should, what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the examples that I've gotten from the discussion board have been kids who have talked about acting in a way differently than they had expected.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been really, really kind of cool to read that discussion board and to see how people act when they receive.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and I think that's something that a lot of college students struggle with, especially as you get into your later years of college, because you have an idea of what way you want your life to go.
Right.
But God has a different plan, typically.
Exactly. And that's another thing that got me into that subject. If you, I have been in ecclesiastical callings on this campus. I've been a bishop here, and so I've watched young people that I've had stewardship over making decisions and moving sometimes more quickly than they need to be, or others who have the answer and they won't move.
Mm-hmm.
So another reason that I was led to that subject. So
yeah, of course. And so I guess you mentioned, because it was in D. Todd Christofferson's quote about how sometimes people could feel betrayed if it doesn't happen the way they're supposed to. They think it's supposed to happen. So why do you think that is sometimes, that people feel betrayed when their prayers aren't answered the way they think they should be? Because it's talked about all the time how it could not happen the way you expect it to happen.
So that's a tough question. Mm-hmm. Good question. And I wish I had an answer, because we all want to be able to just, I want this and have it happen. I can go to an example of my mother, who was in her 90s before she passed away. And she was ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why can't I just go? And my answer to her was always, because you still need to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can equate that to our lives all along. There's still something you need to learn. There's something you need to do to get the answer that the Lord has in store for you.
Mm-hmm.
And learning patience is not an easy thing. But at some point, you will be given. I mean, there's a promise there that you'll get the answer that the Lord needs you to have.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just have to have the strength and the courage to act on that. So.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned, I think it was President Nelson's quote about how we can avoid that thinking of betrayal. Was it President Nelson's quote, I think, in the talk at the end?
He talked about receiving personal revelation.
Yeah, how you can receive personal revelation to know,
mm-hmm,
that what you're doing is the right thing, even if you're like, this is a really weird direction that we're going for the plan.
Right. And he always just tells you, you know, lay it all out and write down things that that you're prompted to write down and to think about. And then, and as you do that year after year, then you develop a better sense of personal revelation, and you can move more quickly because you're more in tune, would mm-hmm. be my guess on what he was trying to say.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned the discussion board already. Have you enjoyed seeing responses from students all over?
Absolutely. I was surprised at how fun that's been.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was kids that were just within minutes of it opening, there were responses in there. And some of them are heart-wrenching. I mean, you feel for them. And a lot of really great responses. And I've seen individuals actually responding with things to help each other out mm-hmm. in there. So I've really enjoyed that more than I thought that I would.
That's awesome. And I feel like your topic is a lot more, not applicable, because the other talks have been applicable, but the specific topic of just like seeking, because we're all seeking for something and we're all moving in a direction in our lives that could be going a completely different path than what we had planned mm-hmm. a year ago, 6 months ago even. So why do you think it is so applicable to our lives? Because of, well, okay, let me rephrase that. Why do you think we as students, and I guess members of the church, still need to have this topic talked about?
Well, I think there's times that we let the simple things, the basic things of the gospel, kind of lax in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We want to seek the next step or the mysteries or whatever. But if we don't keep the basics in mind and working line upon line, precept upon precept, then we can't receive the higher laws, the higher understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to remember the basics. How do we get there? And we do it by seeking help from our Heavenly Father, following promptings that you receive, acting on those, and then you receive.
Mm-hmm.
Always will receive, just not always the way you expect.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I think another thing is, like, you can always listen, but sometimes he's going to say it in a completely different way than what you were expecting.
Yeah.
And how do you think we can have our hearts open to be able to hear it in any way that it comes to us?
Well, that goes back to one of the other quotes that I had from President Nelson, is if you're studying, and specifically his quote was the Book of Mormon,
mm-hmm.
every day, there's power there, there's understanding there, there's promises there that as you study and are there, that you'll receive understanding for yourself
mm-hmm.
and for the questions you have in your life. And so that tells me that if we're in a spiritual spot, if you're studying and learning, then you're more susceptible to the Spirit to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's how that can happen.
Yeah. What's the biggest thing you want the student body to take away from your talk, or just people listening?
Trust in your Heavenly Father. He wants you to be successful. He is speaking to you all the time, whether you're listening or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be successful if you'll get on that path.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get to a lot of places on our own, but as he helps you, you'll get to where he wants you to be and where you'll be able to be the most successful. I also loved a lot of the discussion board where we're talking about individuals getting someplace, but so often it happens by them serving somebody else.
Yeah.
And so serve others, you'll grow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord's, what he needs done will happen. So.
Mm-hmm. In your talk, you also mentioned the story about your son.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a really good story, because you don't expect it. Because if you look back at your life later on, you can see the moment when something happened that just helped you get
right
now to where you are now. So why did you decide that specific story?
Well, it's interesting because I could have done any one of us. I could have done a story from how I got to where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
or my daughter and her husband, how they got to where they are. Because there's a story for each of us
mm-hmm.
on how we were led. I chose that one because it was the most recent, maybe,
mm-hmm.
and because of the trials we all went through. I mean, everybody dealt with COVID, and so it's something that everybody can relate to.
Yeah,
and so that's one of the reasons that I used that one.
I thought it worked perfectly. I related to it. I felt it. That's all I have for you today.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for talking with me. I am super excited to hear your devotional.
Good. Thank you.
That was an interview with Dan Peterson, the End User Technologies Manager at BYU Idaho and a BYU Idaho devotional speaker. Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Soraya Bosted.